Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Summertime pattern today, and it's going to be. Good thing is, though, I saw Alexandra Cranford yesterday talking about Saharan dust, which is our friend at this time of year because it keeps storms from developing. So all quiet on the tropic front. Mike Pearlstein joins us now, also from WWL Louisiana, investigative reporter. We always talk about juvenile crime. And there are no simple solutions. It's a complex problem, and there are so many different stories, so many different reasons. And this is one of them, Mike Pearlstein. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me the story about this young man. What's his last name? Quentin Skipper?
His name is Quentin Skipper.
Tell me the story.
And I came across this story when I started following a series of carjackings. It was a little more than 5 years ago, and it made the news. I don't know if you recall, but there was a string of carjackings by three juveniles in which there were no guns used, but the perpetrators approached a driver and either pulled them out of a car or kind of punched them in the face. And I called them the punch-in-the-face carjackings because there was a series about eight or nine of them. And eventually the youthful offenders got caught. They were aged 16, 16, and 14. And this was at that peak of the rash of carjackings hitting all over the city and primarily led by juveniles. So,
Mike, let me jump in for a second. While this has nothing to do with Linda Fricke, what is the timeline?
What is the timeline with that? Yeah, Linda Fricke came during this period.
That's what I'm saying, but it has nothing to do with her, but it did go to the mindset,
right? Completely unrelated.
But it did go to the mindset, right?
Yeah, you know, and to this day, the experts, political leaders, criminologists, cannot pinpoint exactly what sparked this rash of juvenile carjackings, but it really went through the roof and it skewed the New Orleans crime statistics. There were so many. And at any rate, so this group, I happened to, you know, follow the cases. We spoke to multiple victims of these three, and eventually, after they were arrested, they went to juvenile court. And you know, the law provides that journalists and the public can sit in juvenile court, which are, you know, usually private and confidential, but you can sit and watch the proceedings when it's a violent crime. Well, these obviously were very violent crimes. So I started following, you know, the cases and speaking to the victims, and it was all over the city, male, female, old, young victims. It was really indiscriminate, and it was it had the whole city on edge at the time, and the offenders were so young, one of them being 14 years old. But the really sad twist was that eventually two of the defendants pleaded guilty. They call it adjudicated in juvenile court. And they were given juvenile life, which meant that they were required to serve until they were 21. That's the maximum sentence you can get in juvenile court. And the third is Quentin Skipper. And he had some, you know, mental issues. In fact, for a lot of the time, he wasn't in the juvenile lockup, JJIC, but he was in a mental health facility. He had had an aneurysm at age 14, and it was really questionable whether he could even understand the, you know, the proceedings or help his defense attorney. And then somewhere along the way, the other two pled. He was locked up in the mental in the hospital, and instead of eventually, you know, getting him, I guess, restored enough to go to trial or to plead, they just let him out. They just, you know, didn't know what to do with him. He slipped through the cracks. There was some kind of, you know, grave mistake. And that hit the news. And the chief judge of juvenile court at the time, you know, said, we don't have the revolving door. Well, this was proof positive. This kid just went right back. And very tragically for all, it was a real lose situation. He ultimately was out when he turned 18, and at 18 he continued to do the wrong thing and committed a carjacking and then a robbery. And at 18 he got caught, and now he's in adult court. And he ended up really having, you know, very little choice. The evidence was quite strong, and he recently pled guilty and got sentenced to 26 years. So the unusual twist in the story that, you know, we aired on Monday was that even Quentin Skipper's victims.
Let me stop you right there, Mike, because we got to take a break. Yeah. And I think that's a great point to stop. And that's the key part of this to me, that the victim feels that this is just, you know, and this goes back to the judge, I think, Darrensburg. I see your story here saying that Council President Elena Moreno saying, you know, why does there appear to be almost a revolving door, as you mentioned, for kids who are arrested for carjacking? He says we don't release kids who are arrested for carjacking, but Skipper was. As a result, he gets in trouble. The system fails him. The victim has to go through what was inflicted upon them, and you'll talk about that when we come back. But now he's in Angola for 26 years. That's going to cost all of us money, and maybe all of this could have been prevented, not to mention the crime that was perpetrated on the victim, but this young man's life could have been changed, and it could have been cheaper for all of us. This is just a gross failure. We'll pick it up when we come back. 720 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quentin Skipper gets involved as a teenager in a carjacking with two other teenagers. Those two are sentenced to juvenile life. Now they're out. I presume they're pursuing a hopeful, rewarding life. Skipper, on the other hand, gets let out of jail. He gets into more trouble. Now he's going to Angola for a 26-year sentence. He'll be 47 when he gets out. Had some mental issues that were not addressed. The judge seemingly failed him on this. And Mike Pearlstein, who did the story on this at WWL Louisiana, is our guest. And Mike, you were getting ready to tell us about Skipper's victim, who even feels bad about this. Pick it up there, please.
That's right. And what really made the story compelling was the fact that not one, but two of the victims, one of the victims when he was a juvenile, but another victim when he was an adult and committed a carjacking, they were dead set against the lengthy sentence. And they also saw that it was a system failure as much as it was a Quentin Skipper poor judgment, and that he really needed help and not decades in prison. And that's rare to have a victim come forward. In the case of Elizabeth Schindler, one of the punch-in-the-face carjacking victims during the spree when they were all juveniles, she went on camera, on the record, and really said that it was more the system failure, that he did not get the help that he needed. Of course, Quentin Skipper's family, they're distraught. And that's why I call it a lose-lose-lose situation. But hopefully it is a cautionary tale for juvenile court and the system that these mistakes have some profound consequences. And now we have Quentin Skipper's now 21, but if he serves his full sentence, he'll get out at age 47. And that's the major chunk of his adult life. And it
didn't have to be that way, Mike. And then what? He's 47. He's been in jail all his life because the system failed him when he was younger, didn't treat the mental issues. He gets in more trouble. What do you do with him after he's 47 and he gets out? What's he going to do? Start a career?
Yeah, and hopefully he'll take advantage of some of, you know, at least educational opportunities or some job training in Angola. Believe it or not, we've seen the state of our, you know, local jail, the Orleans Justice Center. Believe it or not, in Angola, there is programming. There are things that, whether it be job training, religious, or education, that inmates can take advantage of programs, and hopefully he does that. But he had multiple strikes against him already, many of those, you know, not of his making, having a brain aneurysm at 14, having severe mental issues, and then getting into trouble. I mean, this is just a classic example. In, you know, the juvenile system is set up so that a kid's life can be turned around before they become an adult and continue criminal behavior. And there were opportunities, obviously, with this kid, and it never happened. And we all lost. You know, the community lost, his victims, adult victims lost, and certainly Quentin Skipper and his family all end up on the losing end of a mistake that I did not want overlooked. You know, these are the kind of stories that I just had the benefit as an investigative reporter of being able to follow this, having followed the juvenile carjacking spree, got to know a couple of victims, mm-hmm. and kept in touch with them. And then, sure enough, you know, 5 years later, we see he's getting sentenced to 26 years, and I was able to sort of revisit whatever happened to Quentin Skipper. Now we know a very harsh and somewhat tragic ending.
And great work on your part, and that's why we appreciate you and we love having you on. But the question is, and you don't have to answer this because you're a reporter, you don't speculate, but how many other Quentin Skippers are there? You know, that's one you were able to follow. Who knows if this is the exception or how often this happens. Thank you, Mike Pearlstein. Great job as always. WWR Louisiana investigative reporter. We'll come back, talk with Corey.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com.
BlinDS.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Free A-Bear. About the COVID vaccine, get mad, don't get mad. I'll just give you the information when we come back on WWL. All right, 7:45, quarter till 8. We're getting ready to talk about the COVID vaccine. And let me just say this at the outset. Get mad, don't get mad, but I'm going to give you the information. Do what you want with it. We welcome in our guest, Dr. Corey Hebert. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Oh, good morning. You know, when we start talking about
wait, hang on a second. Let me get you ready to testify. Okay, state your occupation and your qualifications, if you would, sir, please, to the jury.
Oh, you know, I've been doing this for about 30 years, and I'm a physician. I got a license. You know, I'm at LSU. The reason why I sound so blah about it, because I wish it was over too. Yeah. You know, I really do. But I'm very, you know, I've also been the clinical principal investigator on over 120 phase two, phase three, and phase one clinical trials for the FDA, and help actually invent vaccines. So there you go.
And also an associate professor of pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, and might I add, one hell of a nice man. Golfing? I don't know. What handicap are you anyway?
I've been as high as a 15, as low as a 10. I'm all over the place.
Doctor's a member at English Turn, and let me tell you about English Turn. That's not City Park. That will test you. Heavily bunkered, you better be on top of your game, or else you're going to spend more time in the sand than you will at Destin. Either way, let's talk about the COVID vaccine. Tell me, doctor, what is RFK Jr. saying? What does the FDA say? I don't know where we are in this.
Yeah, and I think that is the sentiment. That we don't know where we are. Okay, so we have an advisory committee on immunization practices, and that is by the CDC. Okay, and that's what we have always used as guidance on what we should vaccinate and how we should vaccinate, and how we should do it across the country and really across the world. Mm-hmm. And so with the RFK Junior Make America Healthy Again group, we have a different director of the FDA. We still are looking at the new director for the CDC. And so what we have here is a kind of a combination of things that some people feel are equivocal when it comes to the recommendation. So just the other day, I think this is kind of stirred up because we do have a new variant out there of COVID that is in China, that's now in also North America, South America. And what we're having now is people having increased cases across the world. And, you know, when we have increased cases of COVID, then we're also going to have increased deaths. And make no mistake, people have been dying of COVID at the clip of 300 per month, at least for the last year and a half. So you don't want that to be you. So when we have this new strain, we have to decide, well, are we going to recommend COVID vaccination? And so what we have done historically is ACIP, which is what I mentioned earlier, of the CDC, it's a lot of word salad here, will make a recommendation. But RFK Jr.'s group just the other day came out to say that they are making a recommendation before the ACIP recommendation when they meet in June. Mm-hmm. They're making a recommendation that healthy children and pregnant women do not have to get the COVID vaccine. Now, when we say do not, that means that it's not recommended by our federal government at this time. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you shouldn't get it. It means that it's not recommended because they are saying, as this trio came on the news the other day, is that there's no clear data to suggest that healthy children and pregnant women should get the COVID vaccine. However, Dr. Makary, who was one of the three, actually published in the New England Journal of Medicine just the other day as well, that pregnant women are considered a high-risk group. So if a pregnant woman in his article is considered a high-risk group, then they would be recommended to still get the COVID vaccine. So
let me take a break right here, doctor, because I want to pick it up there when we come back, and I want to talk about what does the data say about the risks of COVID during pregnancy and fetus and women's health, and so forth. Dr. Corey Hebert, our guest, American professor of pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. We're all COVID exhausted. That doesn't mean that it makes it go away, right? That doesn't mean that it makes it go away. It means you have to deal with it in the most efficacious way possible. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Dr. Corey Hebert, our guest, associate professor of pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. We're talking about the COVID vaccine and Make America Healthy Again, RFK Jr. So we're talking about JAMA, Journal of America. I think that's what you said it was published in, right? Journal of the American
Medical. This actually was published in the BMJ, Global Journal, which is the British Medical Journal, which is, you know, one of the tip top ones up there. I just want to quote what they said in their article release, and it said COVID-19 vaccination in pregnant women is highly effective in reducing the odds of maternal SARS-CoV infection and hospitalization, and improves pregnancy outcomes with no serious safety concerns. And they looked at over 86 articles and looked at all the data points, and that's what they came up with. So basically what we have to do now, because I really want to cut to the chase, because I want people to recognize when they walk away from hearing this, what they need to do. There's a concept through the ACIP that actually, and that's of the CDC, that's called shared clinical decision making. And what that means is that you and your doctor or your clinician should sit down and make a decision on your health based on what your doctor knows and what you have Googled. And so that's where you should make your decision. Now, this is not something that just came out of Make America Healthy Again. I have to be very transparent about that. They have the CDC has used this shared clinical decision-making concept with multiple other vaccines over time. So right now, though, it leaves people in a quandary because they don't know what to do. So the current recommendation is that if you have a healthy child, that child, you have to use shared clinical decision making with you and your doctor. And if you have you're a pregnant woman, you have to make you shared clinical decision making with your doctor to decide whether you should or should not get the COVID vaccine for this next wave. And Tommy, the way I think about it is this: you know, some people use the lottery to make sure they have their retirement funds, right? That's how they use it. They use the lottery for that. And I don't think that's really a good idea because you may not win. But if you win, that's great. Mm-hmm. And I think about that with illness. You could say, oh, nobody's dying of COVID. Only 300 people are dying of COVID every 2 or 3 weeks, blah, blah, blah. So it's very rare. But if it happens to you, it's 100%. Just like if you win the lottery. If it happens to you, it's 100%, no matter how rare it is. So that's something that each family member is going to have to think about when it comes to their elderly population, their pregnant wife, their pregnant girlfriend, or their child. And so did my child get a COVID vaccine update? Yes. And that's what I have to say about it, because I can only tell you what the science says, and then I can tell you what I did for my child. If I had a pregnant wife, would she get it? Yes. I will be having a pregnant wife. I mean, I will be having a wife soon, not a pregnant wife, but I will be getting married.
Well, congratulations. But, good for y'all.
Yeah, but she's not pregnant. Right. But anyway, point is, I need people to recognize that it's very important that you stay off the internet and go talk to your trusted provider when you have to start making decisions about the COVID vaccine. I do want, and that's what I need to say.
Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate your time. Congratulations.
One more thing. How come you didn't tell me about Adam's Catfish, man? I thought we were friends.
They don't serve liquor. We'll take a break. Thank you. We'll be back. WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.